Good morning, everybody, and a very warm welcome to you all to our Christingle service this morning. It's lovely to welcome you here on the fourth Sunday in Advent, with only three sleeps to go until Christmas Day. Or if you're very small or not so young and you like an afternoon nap, then it might be at least six sleeps. There's no sermon today, so there won't be a seventh for you. Well, it's good to see you all here, and we hope that we'll have fun together this morning. This is a fun service, and it's good to see a number of you wearing Christmas clothing of various kinds. Give us a wave if you're wearing something Christmassy. Yeah, lovely. So we're here, while many, of course, are out and about in the streets and the shopping centres, but somehow you've found time and the desire to be here this morning on Sunday to worship. And we pray that we'll have a wonderful time together as we continue to make our journey towards Christmas, towards the birth of Jesus. I'm going to invite Tom and Dorothy to come forward, and they're going to lead us in our Advent candle readings. And there'll be some words on the screen. Thank you.
We light our first Advent calendar for peace. We light our second Advent calendar for hope. We light our third Advent calendar for joy. We light our fourth Advent candle for light. The prophet Isaiah declared, "The Lord himself will give you a sign. Look, the young woman is with child and shall bear a son and shall name him Emmanuel." What on earth are we waiting for? Jesus is the light of the world. Come, Lord Jesus. Come, fill the earth with light.
Thank you, Tom and Dorothy. Some of us run eagerly towards Christmas. Some of us drag our heels. And some of us have to be carried. Some of us might say in our hearts, "We won't have Christmas this year." Our Sunday school readers are going to come and lead us in a poem, which helps us to rethink if we are in that place of saying we won't have Christmas this year. And Luke and Jake are going to come and read.
We won't have a Christmas this year, you say, for the children have grown up and all gone away, and the houses are so lonely, so quiet and so bare, we couldn't have a Christmas that they didn't share.
We won't have a Christmas this year, you sigh, for Christmas means things that money must buy. Misfortunes and illness have robbed us, we fear, of the things that we need to make Christmas this year. We won't have a Christmas this year, you weep, for a loved one is gone and our grief is too deep. It will be a long time before our hearts heal and the spirit of Christmas again we can feel. But if you lose Christmas when trouble Christmas before, you never have really had Christmas at all. For once you have had it, it cannot depart when you learn that the true Christmas is Christ in your heart.
I'm sure plenty of you have been to a nativity play at school or an reenactment of that story long ago in Bethlehem. We're going to sing of that now. So I invite you to stand if you are able, and we're going to sing together.
A draughty stable with an open door. Mary cradled in the babe she bore. The Prince of Glory is his name. Father, carry me to Bethlehem to see the Lord, the bitter man. Just as glorious was the stable then, the Prince of Glory when he came.
And this whole time of Advent, we've been getting ourselves ready, haven't we? Getting ourselves ready for Christmas and for welcoming Christ into our lives. So we're going to continue to sing. And there's some flags there. If any of the children want to wave a flag or a ribbon, you're most welcome. But we're going to carry on singing.
We were.
At this point in our service, we're going to have an opportunity to share any news or thanksgivings to God that we might have today. So over to you. If anyone would like to give thanks to God or share some piece of news, then I'll pass the microphone to you. Thank you, Jackie.
I've got two pieces of good news. One is Carl's got a new job, and that means the world to us as a family. No more worrying.
Sorry, I think they haven't got it switched on yet, I think. Oh, it's on. Okay.
Yeah. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Carl's got a new job. No?
Oh, maybe come out.
Carl's got a new job. Can you hear me now?
No more worrying where the next job's coming from. And on top of that, James has got 2 replies from university this week, shortlisting him, and now he's got to go and audition. So we'd really welcome your prayers for that as well, because it's a really big step for him and it's a massive step for me because I'm not ready to let him go.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Jackie. Sham, I'll bring this to you. Which of Santa's reindeer are you today?
The naughty one.
The naughty one.
I just want to share something with you, and I know you'll appreciate it. So a few weeks ago, my GP thought I might have cancer of a female type. And so obviously I had the anxious wait and went to the hospital, and there was absolutely nothing to be seen. So what she saw had gone, and I know that I was healed by Jesus Christ with the help of my praying friends. So I'm incredibly grateful, and thank you for those. No, I don't have cancer. My GP thought I had, but I haven't. So I know I was healed by God.
Oh, you love it.
Yeah. Well, we give thanks to God for that good news. What a relief. Would anybody else like to share this morning? At the very back. Thank you, Kathy.
Finally exchanged on my old house on Friday, and we've got a completion date of the 10th of January. It's only taken about 5 months.
You'll be home for Christmas. Home for Christmas.
I want to thank God for those of you who aren't on the prayer list. Martin is doing really well. It's going to be a slow recovery, but at least he's able to move his legs. He's now trying to master the art of walking with some sticks instead of a frame, which Sophie has lovely decorated with tinsel and Man United bubbles. But he's doing well. It's going to be a slow progress, so I would appreciate your prayers. But I really am grateful for everybody's support, and I'm just so grateful to God. I've also been promoted to matron, I don't know if I'm wise in the head or not, but anyway, it's happened, and I thank God for that as well.
Thank you. Congratulations. Let's give Claire congratulations on your new promotion, and we continue to remember Martin. Yeah. Okay. Over here, Dorothy.
When we went to one of the shops yesterday, the lady there said that the angels that she saw were so wonderful, it brought all light to everybody's face. When she said to them, they were free and you can take them. And so she wanted to say to everybody here that to say thank you for such a lovely idea and hope they will see them next year.
Thank you. You can start knitting now.
Just to let you know that Pat had her operation on Friday and she's coming through really well. She was walking with crutches yesterday afternoon. That was the replacement hip.
We give thanks to God for Pat's operation. Thank you. Well, I was just going to share the news of the babies that have been born in the life of the church or their our families, church families. And I've counted four in December, which is wonderful. Wendy, who's not here, her granddaughter was born, Ayla. So we give thanks for Ayla. And then Necker and CJ, they had a baby girl last Sunday. And Molly's family, they have a new baby. I don't think Molly's here today, is she? No. But Molly's family had a new little boy. And then on Thursday, I got a phone call from James Labby. And he said his wife Mary was going into labour, and could I give her a lift to the hospital? So that was a first. So I took Mary to the hospital. Mary was going to have a baby. I don't know where I've heard that before, but and 3 hours later, she had the baby. I was glad it was 3 hours later and not on the way. And she's doing well. She had a baby girl. So, and they'll tell you the names. They tell Joe, but it's quite a long name, or a number of names. So we'll let them tell you the names of their children when you see them. So lots to be thankful for today, lots to keep praying for. So let us pray together now. Lord, we remember that it was in the midst of normal everyday life in Bethlehem, when people were coming and going with all kinds of similar pressures and worries as we have today, that your son Jesus was born. When nobody was looking and when nobody was really expecting him, you came. And we thank you that you have come into each one of these situations that we have mentioned. Sometimes very difficult situations and unwelcome situations. You have come and given faith and help and support and love. And so we thank you, Lord, for your presence with us in good news and in bad news. Your love is the same for each one of us. And whatever we are carrying today, may we open the door of our hearts and welcome you and all that you have to give to us. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, Christmas is the season for games, and we're going to play a bit of a party game now. We're going to have a little bit of fun. We're going to have a team game. I don't know if you remember playing that game at school where you were in two teams in a line, and each team had a ball, which in this case each team are going to have an orange, and the person at the front passes it over their head, and the person behind who receives it pushes it under their between their legs. And then the person behind picks it up and puts it over their head so it goes under and over. Yeah? Well, we're going to do that. Okay, so not everybody, you'll be relieved, but we'll have two teams, one up this aisle and one up this aisle. And if you want to take part, we'll have mixed teams of adults and children. So just get yourself in two lines, whether it's eight on a team or more. If you'd like to play the game. Okay, yeah, if you want to start there, that's it. Yeah. Okay, if you're going to just space yourself out a little bit, you might need to move back a little bit. Okay. If you can count how many you've got in your team. Fifteen? 16. So we need three more on this team, please. Now, normally what would happen is that the person who gets it at the back would then come around to the front, but we're not going to do that. We're just going to do it to see who can get it to the back first. So when it comes to the back, you lift it up and we'll see which team. So it's under, over, under, over, okay? There you go. So I'll tell you when to go. And everybody else has to choose a team to cheer for. If you're on this side, you can cheer for this team. And if you're on this side, you can cheer for this team. And if you're in the middle, you can choose your team, okay? All right. So can you just make a bit more? Go right to the back of the church. That's it. Just so you've got room to go under or over. That's it. Okay. Everybody know what they're doing? Okay. And it's going to go under first, is it, or over? Over first. Okay, over first. Okay. On your marks. Get set. Go. Well done, this team. I think we need a rematch, okay? So if we can get the orange back down to this end. Okay, we'll try it once more. Let's see if this team can win this time. You ready? As fast as you can, okay? Ready? On your marks, get set, go! Quick as you can. Oh, it's close. Oh, brilliant. They just clipped it again. Okay. Brilliant. Okay, if you want to take your seats. Okay, well done. Before we kind of settle down to the serious stuff, I wanted to show you an early Christmas present that I was given. This rather delightful hat in the style of a sprout, which Nick and Jill Ray kindly gave to me. And as I said to them, I don't deserve such a gift. I'm not worthy of this. But Nick thought it looked like a bishop's mitre. So I sent them a Christmas card, and I made a limerick about the hat, so I thought I'd read it to you. A Methodist minister from Haverhill was given a hat that would cheer 'em all. From the pulpit he did spout, wearing his hat like a sprout. And the favourable comments were several. So I'm going to see if Albert would like to wear it. Do you want to try my hat on? I think you've got the right size head. My head's too. Yeah. You can look after it. Oh. You can look after it for me, okay? Forever. Yeah. Okay. Well, let's settle down a bit and turn to our Bible reading as we focus on the story of Christmas. We're going to hear how Joseph and Mary became a family. A reading from Matthew chapter 1.
Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 to 25. The mother of Jesus Christ was Mary, and this is how the birth of Jesus came about. Mary was engaged to marry Joseph, but before they married, she learned that she was going to have a baby. She was pregnant by the power of the Holy Spirit. Mary's husband, Joseph, was a good man. He did not want to disgrace her in public, so he planned to divorce her secretly. While Joseph thought about this, an angel of the Lord came to him in a dream. The angel said, "Joseph, descendant of David, don't be afraid to take Mary as your wife. The baby in her is from the Holy Spirit, and she will give birth to a son. You will name the son Jesus. Give him that name, because he will save his people from their sins."
All this happened to make clear the full meaning of what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will be pregnant, she will have a son, and they will name him Emmanuel. This name means God is with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the Lord's angel had told him to do. Joseph married Mary. She gave birth to her son, and Joseph named the son Jesus.
Thank you, James and Sally. Thank you both. Well, we're going to explore God's word this morning through a poem read to us by our Sunday Club readers. And they're going to combine the Christingle with the Nativity story. And we're going to invite Katie, Hannah and Chloe Ann to come forward. The words will be on the screen, but I need to tell you that although there are some words in bold type, Hannah's going to read them on her own, okay? So this one's just for listening through today. So let's hear the word of the Lord.
Candle, ribbon, orange, fruit, come together. Merge and mingle. Jesus makes God's love shine bright. That's the meaning of Christingle.
An angel comes to Mary's house and tells her she will bear God's son. Unmarried, pregnant, did many people think that Mary was wrong? And so the angel speaks to Joseph. Mary's worried. Fiance, and when he hears the truth, he helps her, marries her, and saves the day. And when the time comes to be counted, off they go to Bethlehem. But there they find no place to rest, and no one there to welcome them. Until at last, a kindly person offers them a place to stay, in the room where sheep and cattle huddle warm among the hay. And just like Mary, just like Joseph, many people are ignored, overlooked, and looking for acceptance and an open door.
Candle, ribbon, orange, fruit, come together, merge and mingle. Jesus makes God's love shine bright. That's the meaning of Christingle.
An angel tells a flock of shepherds, "Go to Bethlehem, for there a baby is born. He is Christ your Saviour." Then praises fill the air. So when the angels finish singing, off the shepherds go to see and welcome mother, father, child into their small community. And there some wise men come to visit, guided by a star above, come to show the newborn king that he is treasured, valued, loved. At his feet they lay their presents, frankincense and myrrh and gold. For God's love reaches to all nations, right around the whole wide world. And just like Jesus, there are children everywhere in every land who need to know that they are treasures, valued, loved, held in God's hand, like ribbons wrapped around the world. God, through Jesus, holds us tight, and every sweet thing that God made is safe from darkness by his light.
Candle, ribbon, orange fruit, come together, merge and mingle. Jesus makes God's love shine bright. That's the meaning of Christingle.
Brilliant. Very well read. That's fantastic. So we're going to sing the song that tells us what the Christingle is all about, and all the different things that we see there are explained in our song.
Shall we stand if you're able?
The Christingle begins with an orange, like the one that the Lord God made.
Seated. Excuse me. Now there's going to be a choice for you for our next activities. Some of you would like, I hope, to go through to the hall in a little moment to stand around tables and make your own Christingle. And we've got 10 tables up with about 10 oranges on each table. And we'd like you to make all the Christingles on your table so that if there are any spare, we can bring them back in to the church and share them with any who might not be going through. There's everything that you need on the table to make your Christingles. There's the sweets and the fruit and the cocktail sticks. And you might find it easy to put the fruit on the cocktail sticks first and the sweets and then stick them into the orange. I find that helps. And they've already been cut for you. And you put the foil in and the candle and the ribbon. There isn't a ribbon on every table or tape, so you do need to share. And there's spare things at the back of the hall if you need any of them. When we go through, I won't give any more instructions. You can just gather around the tables and have fun making the Christingles, and then we'll come back in. If you don't want to go through to make a Christingle, you can stay in the church, and there are going to be some questions that Kathy's going to put on the screen for discussion in twos or threes, and they're based on all the different aspects of the Christingle. So just time to talk together and maybe get to know a little bit more about the people who are around you as well to answer these questions. Okay? So all those who would like to go through, if you can carefully and steadily make your way into the hall and begin making your Christingles. Okay, we'll come back together again. Has everybody got a Christingle? Who would like a Christingle? If not, put your hand up and we'll bring one to you. Okay. Well, there are a few spare. So if you know of somebody that you'd like to give one to, then please do take them after the service. And let's just look at this. I'd like to say with Valerie Singleton, here's one I prepared earlier. But I can't take the credit for this, but Tom Parker can. This is a Christingle cake, Tom's showstopper. And you're definitely through to the next round, Tom. Well done. Wonderful. Thank you very much for making this cake, which will be shared after the service in the hall when we have refreshments together. That's wonderful. What a challenge. You rose to it, so thank you, as did the cake. So that's great. Well, we're coming towards the end of our service, and we're going to think about the Christingle now and the light of the Christingle as we remain seated to sing our song.
We do know this song, but it's been a little while since we've sung it. And in the chorus, there's a men and women echo bit. So it'll be on the screen and you'll get the hang of it, I'm sure.
Through it.
Jesus said, "I am the light of the world." The candle is in the center of the Christingle, and we want to put Jesus at the center of our lives, our Christmas, and at the center of our world, which he loves. This year we're going to do things a little bit differently. We're not all going to light the Christingles where we are in our rows. But those who would like to light the Christingles, maybe I'm thinking of mainly the children and any parents who might need to help them, just to gather in a semicircle here at the front, and we'll pass the candle flame along. It's just a little bit safer with so many here in the hall. So maybe if the children would like to light the their Christingles, if they need any help. And we remember the golden rules, that we hold the Christingle away from our bodies, like that, a little bit. That we keep our hair back. If you've got long hair like me, keep it out of your eyes or push it back. And keep it still. And when we light the candle, we're going to pass the candle. So if your candle is lit, then you will tip the unlit candle to the candle that is lit. Okay? So don't tip a candle that's already lit. Okay, so it's tipping it like that. It's holding it still. And then later, when we blow them out, you just need to keep it still for a little moment because the wax is hot and the wax can burn you. Okay, so you have to be careful there as well. So what could go wrong? So, okay. So looks like can we sort of maybe come a bit round? So we've got one semicircle. And while we light these candles, think about someone or some place that needs the light of God. It'll be somebody that you know that you've been thinking about today. And you use this time to pray for that person or that place. And we know there are floods in our own country, and there are fires in Australia, and lots of other needs around the world that we can pray for as we see the light spread from candle to candle. Okay. So if you tip your, now if you keep yours straight. Hold yours straight. You can light yours. Is it okay? And then just come around. All our candles are now lit, and the children, if you keep looking at your candle, and everyone else, there'll be some words on the screen that everybody else will share in, a little prayer at this time. So we'll keep our eyes on the candle and put a prayer on the screen. So this is a prayer that those who are looking at the screen will say together. Let's pray. Dear God, salvation. Amen. And let's, keeping our eyes open, as if we have a candle lit, let's say together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. And Jesus said, you are the light of the world. So as we go from here today, may his light burn bright in our lives for all to see. Okay, so we blow out the candle and we keep the candle straight just so that the wax dries. Okay. Well done. Brilliant. And when you take them home, and for those who haven't lit them yet, you can light them at home when you've got an adult with you. And again, be reminded of all that we've shared together today and all of God's wonderful gifts to each one of his children. Okay, if you want to take your seats. Very well done. Let's give them a round of applause. See me with all the smoke. And I hope that those who were staying in when we were making the Christingles, that you had good conversations together. I don't know if anybody would like to share anything that was said during that time, but this is the opportunity. If you'd like to share anything that came up through those questions, then we'll hear it now. I'll bring the microphone. Okay, that's okay. Then we've got just a few notices before we sing our final song this morning. Looking ahead to Christmas Eve, we will have our communion service at 11:30 until about 12:15. All are welcome. And then our Christmas Day celebration will be at 10:00. And we hope that you're able to come and join us. Just for a short service, maybe 45 minutes, to celebrate the birth of Jesus. And don't forget, you can bring a present that you have opened on Christmas morning that you want to show us. And also bring a present that you haven't opened that we will open during the service. Okay, so choose wisely what that might be. And I do need one reader for Christmas Eve and two readers on Christmas Day. So if you'd like to be a reader on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day, please speak to me after the service and you can take away the reading today. And a reminder that our prayer ministry team are here. They're wearing the green lanyards. Debbie's got one there. If you would like someone to talk to after the service quietly, then they're willing to pray with you. And coffee and drinks and mince pies will be served afterwards in the church hall. And hopefully by then we'll get some chairs around the tables for you to sit on. I think that's all the news. So I'll ask Joe to introduce the last song.
Yeah, we're going to sing one last time together. You may not know the words, but you will definitely know the tune. So I invite you to stand as we sing our last song together. So any children want to come, because there's a bit of action that you can do in the chorus. You'll definitely need to put your Christingles down. Pete will help you as well. I think half of them have disappeared. But any children want to join in the chorus, you can come forward. It's the Hokey Cokey, so there's definitely something to do. So shall we stand? Yeah.
simple cot, a manger bed. The baby Jesus lay down his sleepy head. A Christmas tree discovered just how much the love the soul. That's what it's all about. Joseph, the fairy baby Jesus. Joseph, the fairy baby Jesus. That's what it's all about. No shepherds heard the angels sing. They hurried to the stable to see the newborn king. At Christmas we discover just how much God loves us all. That's what it's all about. Sheep, shepherds, baby Jesus. Sheep, shepherds, baby Jesus. Sheep, shepherds, baby Jesus. That's what it's all about. Now Jesus came from heaven above. Now you know the song, but do you know his love? At Christmas we discover just how much God loves us all. That's what it's all about. You, me and baby Jesus. You, me and baby Jesus. You, me and baby Jesus. That's what it's all about. You, me and baby Jesus. You, me and baby Jesus. You, me and baby Jesus. That's what it's all about.
Thank you. Now we dedicate these gifts, all our giving, and we dedicate all our Christmas preparations to God. May God, who in giving us Jesus, put his whole self into our world, give you the will and the grace to put your whole self into his purposes. Amen. And may the blessing of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you all this day and forevermore. Amen. And our final prayer, please be seated. Our final prayer is going to be read by Joe and Sarah.
Jesus, as we prepare for Christmas and we remember your birth,
shine in the world and shine in me.
Jesus, as we think of your light that shines everywhere,
shine in the world and shine in me.
Jesus, as we think of people who need light to brighten their lives,
shine in the world and shine in me.
Jesus, as we think of all the good things we have been given,
shine in the world and shine in you.
Amen. Amen.